This is the Press Pass presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and this segment brought to you by the Prescription Center. With the health of you and your family comes first. For more information, visit prescription-center.com. Celtics open up the regular season on the 23rd of December in this COVID environment. So they've made a couple additions, and Tristan Thompson from the Cavs, Jeff Teague, veteran NBA point guard, joins the team as well. Gordon Hayward is gone, and his Cantor is gone, and Kemba Walker is out, at least until the early portion of January, as he had an injection in his ailing knee. Here's his outlook on the team. Hey, Kemba, just wanted to get your upshot on the Celtics coming into this season. Danny said last year that the group just wasn't good enough at the end. Do you feel like, with the additions that have been made, that you guys are going to get over the top and get to where you want to go?
I mean, I can't predict the future, honestly, but I think we're good. I think we got better, especially, adding Tristan and Jeff. They definitely help us big time. But who knows? Who knows? Anything can happen. But we're gonna work hard. We're gonna put in the work to get to where we need to be. And that's what's most important. Just about us getting better throughout the year. Staying together. Especially when things get tough, because things are going to get tough, just like they do for every team in this league. So, it's all about what you do through adversity. As long as we stay together, hopefully that can help us get over the hump that we need to get over.
I also talked with Celtics head coach Brad Stevens.
Both you and Danny and even Jason the other day, talked about the shared aspect of leadership, and that it's not Jason's team. You mentioned Jalen, and so did Danny as well. Do you see the dynamic being that those two guys are your guys, quote unquote, at this point? And how important is it that it's both of them versus just one or the other?
Those two guys have huge responsibilities. They've got a great deal of responsibility as part of, this team and as with the roles that they play on this team. I mean, they're clearly guys that, have made huge plays all the way throughout their career and will continue to do so. That said, I think the Celtics are Boston's team, and we're all trying to play whatever role that we can to do our part to represent Boston well. And I think that, some guys will obviously get much of the attention. But at the end of the day, it's one of the things that I really like about both those guys, is that it's, I don't think they're as concerned about whose team it is or any of that stuff. I think it's more about, we're all one team and we represent the Celtics, and our responsibility is to that.
Tristan talked yesterday about the toughness and that physical mentality that he's going to try to bring to this group. How important do you feel that aspect of his game is going to be for this team?
Well, I think it's one of his great strengths, is that he plays physical. He plays with a high motor, and he's obviously got great experience. So I think that those things are all really positive. Anytime you can add a guy that's versatile defensively, that can also really rebound on the other end of the floor, I think that helps you.
I asked Tristan Thompson what he hopes to do in order to get this team over the top to win a championship on the physicality side of things.
Wondering, in what ways specifically you think you bring this team over the top, particularly in regards to the physicality and toughness.
Definitely physicality and toughness. I think, Smart is a bulldog, and he's done a great job, since he's come here day one, not backing down from anyone. And I think he's done that awesome at the guard position. I think for me now at the big position, bringing that same energy and, playing against you guys seen or saw me enough to see how I play, and I'm going to play the exact same way. When I was in a Cleveland Cavalier jersey playing you guys in the playoffs or in the regular season, I'm going to bring that same gritness and toughness. And, you saw in the Miami series, their bigs are playing at a high level and playing well. So for me, it's to come in there and, try to slow those guys down and make it tough for them. And, Like Big Perk would say, lay that wood.
Also spoke with a new Celtics backup point guard, Jeff Teague. Hey, Jeff, how do you feel, a veteran influence like yours and also Tristan Thompson's is going to benefit this group in taking that next step?
I think just, having a chance to have some guys come off the bench or whatever role we have to play, have some established themselves in the league pretty well, but know how to win. I think we've both been on winning teams most of our career, and we've been in playoff grinds and been in the conference finals and things like that, but been in a lot of playoff games and battles. And, you know, I think having these kind of guys coming off the bench or whatever role we play is just benefit in the long run.
You would listen to the Press Pass on KXL, presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and that segment of the show brought to you by the Prescription Center.